1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We are thrilled to have Pastor Will Kramer join us. Will on the Hill from First and Second St. John's Lutheran Church. Will, good to see you.
Nice to be here, Jamie. Always great to see you in your office.
Well, it is wonderful to have you here. The reason that we've got you by, of course, catching up, it's been a while since we've chatted, but particularly talking about something that you created as a way to sort of reach out to our community through the pandemic that folks may not know is still going strong.
Well, when the pandemic struck on March the 20th, 2020, I began this devotion line, and they said, we don't need you to be too technical, and since I'm not, a phone line was pretty good for me. So I just started writing little devotions, little moments. I think I have about 90 seconds on my little loop, and in 90 seconds, a little word of encouragement, a hope, just something to get people through those days of COVID, and now over 1,526. I think maybe we're still going. People still call in, and I keep writing them.
Wow, that's amazing. And again, we remind folks that churches got shuttered during the better part of that pandemic. Yeah. So something like this devotion line that you created was a nice way for people to get connected or feel connected.
I think they could hear my voice. Folks could leave me messages, and I can get back to them, and it was a time that was just uncertain for everybody, and even when it stopped, well, I guess it's really not stopped, but it's still with us, and yet we all need a little encouragement here and there. I try to find quotes, try to find little things out. Folks have been very gracious and sent me things. They send me emails or little cards in the mail with little clippings. So I was out visiting last night and got some more information. So more gems and some more tidbits to add to the many devotions that we've already created.
And again, it's been such a success, the devotion line. This is absolutely free. There's no cost to this at all.
No, it's just when churches closed down with the two that I serve, I thought, what am I going to do? And the phone line at the Seabox Hill Church was just lying dormant. There was nothing going on. And I'd go over and post things on Facebook. The Wartburg Church has a Facebook page. And I was speaking to an empty church. Mm. And I thought, I've got to. So when this idea came up, we thought, let's give it a whirl. See what happens. And so, how many days? I used to do it in person. I have to come over to church at any time of day and night and put my devotions on. And then I learned how to do it remotely.
Okay. My goodness. Okay.
I just stepped up. Wow.
And you do these pretty much daily. This isn't a weekly devotion. This is pretty much updated daily.
Yeah. I'd love to say that I haven't missed a day in that time, but I might have missed one or two or three or four.
But my goodness, and that's been since the pandemic and still going.
And even when I've been out of the country, I try to send in, and this, as I say, I can do it remotely.
You're going to be doing your services remotely.
I don't know about that.
So again, this is the two churches in our area, First and Second St. John's Lutheran Church. Again, that's Seabox Hill and Wartburg, and not only serving our community, but with the devotion line. Have you been hearing from folks far and wide, or when you get emails, that sort of thing?
Yeah, the folks are kind enough to leave me a message. They hear about it, they phone in, and I try to include. I had a little quip about a fellow from Amelree in Scotland. Well, see, we got Amelree close by, and so I try to find different things that might connect, that folks might enjoy, and quotes then from famous people, Mother Teresa, leaders of countries, You know, and you know, we still add an aspect of, you know, Bible readings or prayers or different devotional items that folks might be interested in.
Well, thanks so much for doing this, Will. Certainly, again, for our community with the devotion line. Again, let's remind folks the number for the devotion line.
Well, the devotion line, it can be reached at 519-393-6431.
And that's at any time, and that's absolutely free of charge, no cost. And you have brought in, you have cataloged everything.
Well,
I sort of.
But it's fun. My daughter said you should write a book. I said, well, I've got a whole bunch of pages, and I read over them, and then I see my writing errors and my mistakes.
Well, that's what an editor's for.
That's what an editor. Yep, there we are.
So, did you want to share something, or
well,
something
I just,
you want to spotlight?
I had one in mind when I have a grandson now, and
yes,
you know,
congratulations.
Bringing him to bed, yeah, it's absolutely fun. So, as a grandpa, we have our good night farewells, and sometimes we talk about sleep tight, and I thought, you know, where does that come from? But in long time ago, when everybody had to sleep in the same room, mom and dad had the big bed and the kids had the little bed. Well, the kid's bed was just shoved underneath the big bed, and when you pulled that out, it was like a rope bed. So if dad didn't pull the ropes tight, the kids probably had to sleep on the floor, or they didn't have a very good sleep. So sleep tight was pull the ropes tight so the kids can get a good night's rest.
Oh my gosh, there you go, a bit of trivia. The trivia master here, Will Kraber from First and Second St. John's Lutheran Church. Again, the devotion line is 519-393-6431. You can call that at any time. And of course, services continue with the First and Second St. John's Lutheran Churches.
We are continuing our worship services. Now with July, we will reduce just to one service at 10 a.m. at Wartburg. We'll meet in July, and then in August, we'll switch over and meet at 10 o'clock at Seabox Hill Church.
All right, and continued success with the devotion line, and you can reach out with Pastor Will Kraber. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. Will Kraber with the devotion line at First and Second St. John's Lutheran Churches. Well, always a pleasure chatting, and congratulations on this success with the devotion line.
Well, thank you, Jamie, and I wish you well with your new show, and congratulations to CJCS on their 100th anniversary too. You guys have been connecting people like me with our community for a long, long time. So thank you for what you do too.